Teaching English Radio, brought to you by the British Council.
A radio series for teachers of English.
Hello and welcome to the programme. I'm Gary Stevens and I've worked as a teacher and trainer both in the classroom and on the radio. And I'll be joined by many teachers from around the world. As usual, our focus is on schools where classes are large and resources are limited. But that won't stop the fun, because our topic for today is games in the classroom.
For us, using games and quizzes in class really helps. So what we do is usually we use very short and quick and easy games at the very beginning of the class to warm them up.
I have found that language games are very useful in language classes because I feel that our learners are unable to use the language because they are very cautious about it. And if they are in language games, they use language very naturally.
Do you agree with those comments? Lei from Vietnam and Shiva from India say there are benefits of using games. For example, they can be used as a quick warm-up activity to start the class, or as a way to help shy students come out of themselves and start speaking English without fear. Neri from Mexico believes that games give demotivated students, especially bored teenagers, a reason to engage with English.
Sometimes you might face the problem that students are really demotivated. So it is the job of a teacher to keep them motivated, open their horizons. It might be using something that they like to do, like, for example, if you're dealing with teenagers or children, it could be possible for them to play games. They like games.
Language games can work really well in big classes. We'll be hearing a few examples today from around the world, and we'll visit a classroom to hear this game of bingo in action.
We will play a bingo. Okay, do you like bingo game?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I will give it to you one by one, okay?
But our first game comes from Ethiopia. Here's Hintsa with his version of an old favourite. Who am I?
Some games and quizzes we can use in the classroom. For example, the Who Am I activity. I write on a piece of paper, slips of paper, names of celebrities, names of religious people, could be people who are dead or alive, politicians, sportsmen, women, all kinds of people. And then I paste that at the back of my students. Two students come out, stand before the whole class, and they don't see what they are pasted on their back.
The two students each face the class and ask questions to discover their new identities. They can only ask yes, no questions, so it's a process of elimination. Hintsa gives examples of the type of questions and answers that are typical in his classroom.
Am I from Africa? If the answer is yes, yes. They are from Africa. And then they will keep on, you know, trying to find out. Am I a politician? Am I a sportsman? Yes. Am I a footballer? No. Am I an athlete? Yes. Am I from Kenya? No. Am I from South Africa? No. Am I from Ethiopia? Yes. Oh, then who could I be? Am I Haile Gebrselassie? No. Am I Kenenisa Bekele? Yes. You see? Very, very, very simple.
And Who Am I can also be played as a beginning of school year mixer, with everyone having a secret identity on their back, finding partners around the room, and asking each other questions. Most effective games don't need special resources, but you do need careful management and preparation in advance.
What I do is I just prepare names of those celebrities, names of people, all kinds of people, and then I just do that at home with color markers. Then I bring those things to class. I instruct my students, today we're going to do the Who Am I activity. You can use this.
Who Am I? And a similar game, 20 Questions, practice question forms and useful vocabulary. These games are very entertaining and students enjoy the competitive element. It's time now for another game, and here's one from Shiva, a teacher from India, to help with spelling. And it's another favourite.
So, last letter game, that works very well. The students are divided into two groups, and first student, for example, says class. The next group begins with a word beginning with S. So he said shoe. Then the other group with E.
In Shiva's game, someone in group A starts, and then a student in group B continues. So after shoe, S-H-O-E, a student in group A needs a word beginning with E. For example, ever, E-V-E-R. And now a student in group B has to find a word starting with R.
They get a very important message about English language, that English is a such language where spelling and pronunciation do not run hand in hand.
English spelling and pronunciation are not very regular, and last letter game is a fun way to drive that message home.
Teaching English Radio, a radio series for teachers of English, brought to you by the British Council.
We're discussing games in the classroom, and it's time to visit Eka's lesson in her school near Jakarta in Indonesia. Eka has adapted a game of bingo. To play the game, Eka has prepared lots of small cards. Each one has 8 squares containing little pictures of snow, of wind, of sun, of rain. In fact, all the weather conditions she's been teaching. There's 1 bingo picture card per student, and the cards are identical.
I just find the right pictures, and then I put them together into one piece of paper. So it's like one piece of paper has 8 pictures.
As she hands round the cards, every student has to tear up small paper squares to later cover up 7 of the 8 pictures.
Now, beside the pictures, we need papers, yes. We need 7 papers, okay? I like you to have 7 papers, okay? How many paper do we need?
7,
okay, you need 7.
Clear instructions are very important with any game, and Eka makes sure she gives an example, as well as checking her instructions are understood.
We can start the game. When I say rainy, for example, you have to cover the picture of rainy. Okay? Can you do that? Okay. So, if you cover all 7 pictures with this little paper, you can shout bingo! And
the game starts, and they have to listen carefully to identify the right picture. Eka calls out the weather words. Listen.
Okay, are you ready?
Ready. Okay.
Snowy. Windy.
As the teacher calls out, each student covers up the corresponding picture with their squares of paper. They've only just learnt these words, so it isn't as easy as it sounds.
Rainy. Cold. Hot.
Bingo!
Once 7 of the 8 pictures are covered up, the students call out bingo. Yes, everyone wins this game. And to check they got it right, they have to call out the weather of the picture that's left uncovered.
What's the weather like? It's sunny, yes! Good, very good. Okay, shall we do one?
The children really love it. But it's not only a matter of playing a fun game. This was an important stage in her lesson. Ecker adapted a bingo game to get students listening to and recognising important new vocabulary before going on to other activities. You can design lots of short games to practice new vocabulary that you've recently taught. Here's a physical classroom game that Samira has used in Iran. It's great fun for younger students because it gets them running around. To play this game, you need to make some big flashcards with pictures on them and a ball of scrunched up paper.
I divide the board and then I put the flashcards in different parts of the board. And then you can put the kids in two groups. You can have a ball, and even if you don't have a ball, it doesn't matter. You can just fold the paper and make it a ball.
Samira's game uses two teams. She puts the pictures up on the board, and each team lines up so that the student at the front is holding a ball made of scrunched up paper.
One group tells the other group to hit a flashcard, for example, the orange flashcard, which is on the board. So the person has to throw the ball towards the orange. So if it hits the orange, it means that the group has got 1 point. If they cannot hit the orange, so they lose the point. And to make it more competitive, even you can someone can hold scores and see what happens at the end.
After throwing the paper ball, the front student runs to the back of the team and the next one has a go. It's fast and fun and easy to adapt to any vocabulary that you want your students to practice. We have time for one final game. This one really engages students' brains and makes them think carefully about forming questions and answers in English. The game, described by teacher Altaf in India, is called Alibi.
Two students would be selected and they would be accused of something. For example, they robbed the bank at 10 a.m. Now, these two students give an excuse that yesterday at 10 o'clock, we were shopping at MG Road. Okay, the teacher sends these two children outside and the whole class, which is detectives, they have to ask them questions about their excuse, like, where were you yesterday at 10 o'clock? What did you buy? What is the name of the shop? What was your partner wearing? All such kinds of questions the class is going to ask. One child comes inside the classroom. He answers all the questions. Then the second child would be called. And same set of questions will be asked. If most of the answers match, they are innocent. If most of the answers don't match, they would be called as criminals.
Brilliant. This involves a lot of thinking. Playing Alibi is a great way to practice correct question forms and the use of past tenses. Try it.
Okay, thank you. Did you all enjoy the English class?
Yes!
Okay, see you all tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We've heard a few ideas for different games in the classroom. Let's now go over what teachers have shared today. Playing games in the classroom introduces a bit of competition and fun and a welcome change of pace during your lesson. Students focus on the game and are less shy about using their English. As we've heard today, a game can be an excellent way of revising vocabulary or question forms and grammar or even spelling. Adapt games to fit what you're teaching and, of course, the age and English level of your students. In big classes, putting students into competing teams is a very good strategy. You don't need special resources, but in every activity we heard about today, the teacher needed to prepare and plan in advance and to give very clear instructions and examples. Timing is also important. Don't let the game run away with you. Thanks to all the teachers who shared their ideas today. We'll have more game ideas and other lively activities in later programmes in the series. So join us again for Teaching English Radio from the British Council. This is Gary Stevens saying goodbye and enjoy your teaching.